భాగవత తత్వ సత్యం పరం ధీమహి. లెట్ us meditate on the absolute truth.
జన్మాద్యస్య యతున్వయాదితరతః చరతేష్వ విజ్ఞస్వరాత్ తేనే బ్రహ్మ హృదయ ఆదికవయే ముహ్యంతి యత్ సూరయ తేజోవారిమృదం యథా వినిమయో యత్ర త్రిసర్గో మృషా ధామ్నా స్వేన సదా నిరస్తకువకం సత్యం పరం ధీమహి.
ఓ మై లార్డ్ శ్రీకృష్ణ, సన్ ఆఫ్ వసుదేవ్, ఓ ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్ పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్, ఐ ఆఫర్ మై రెస్పెక్ట్ఫుల్ ఒబేసెన్సెస్ unto you. I meditate upon Lord Shri Krishna because he is the absolute truth and the primeval cause of all causes of the creation, sustenance, and destruction of the manifested universes. He is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations, and he is independent because there is no other cause beyond him. It is he only who first imparted the Vedic knowledge unto the heart of Brahmaji, the original living being. By him, even the great sages and demigods are placed into illusion, as one is bewildered by the illusory representations of water seen in fire, or land seen on water. Only because of him do the material universes, temporarily manifested by the reactions of the three modes of nature, appear factual, although they are unreal. I therefore meditate upon him, Lord Shri Krishna, who is eternally existent in his transcendental abode, which is forever free from the illusory representations of the material world. I meditate upon him, for he is the absolute truth.
Bhagavatam is the best among all revealed scriptures, and it propounds the highest truth, reality distinguished from illusion, for the welfare of all.
ధర్మ ప్రోజిత కైత్తవోత్ర పరమో నిర్మత్సరానం సతాం వేద్యం వాస్తవమత్ర వస్తు శివదం తాపత్రయోన్మూలనం. శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాముని కృతే కిం వా పరైర్ ఈశ్వర సద్యో హృద్యవరుద్యతే త్రకృతిభిః శుశ్రూషుభిస్తత్క్షణాత్.
This perfect scripture, the Srimad Bhagavatam, compiled by the great sage Srila Vyasadeva from four original verses, describes the most elevated and kind-hearted devotees and completely rejects the cheating ways of materially motivated religiosity, dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. It propounds the highest truth, reality distinguished from illusion, for the spiritual welfare of all, teaches the highest principle of eternal religion, pure bhakti, and uproots the threefold miseries of the conditioned jivas, awarding them the ultimate benediction of pure love of God, Krishna Prema. Those willing to hear this beautiful Bhagavatam under the guidance of the person Bhagavat in a submissive attitude of service can at once capture Shri Krishna in their hearts. Therefore, there is no need for any scripture other than Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is the essence and explanation of all Vedic literature and is full of rasa.
నిగమకల్పతరోర్గలితం ఫలం శుకముఖారమృతద్రవ సంయుతం పిబత భాగవతం రసమాలయం ముహురహో రసికా భువి భావుకా.
ఓ ఎక్స్పర్ట్ అండ్ థాట్ఫుల్ మెన్, రెలిష్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం, ది మచ్యూర్ ఫ్రూట్ ఆఫ్ ద డిజైర్ ట్రీ ఆఫ్ వేదిక్ లిటరేచర్స్. It emanated from the lips of Sri Shukadev Goswami. Therefore, this fruit has become even more tasteful,
although its nectarian juice was already relishable for all, including liberated souls. Bhagavatam is the natural commentary on Vedanta, Mahabharata, and Gayatri.
Arto yam brahmasutranam bharatartha vinirnaya gayatri bhashya rupaso vedartha paribrimhita.
The meaning of the Vedanta Sutra is present in Srimad Bhagavatam. The full purport of the Mahabharata is also there. The commentary of the Brahma Gayatri is also there, fully expanded with all Vedic knowledge. The Bhagavatam is the essence and explanation of all the Vedas.
Bhashyam Brahma Sutranam.
The Srimad Bhagavatam is the actual commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedic literature and Vedanta philosophy.
Sarva Vedanta Saram Hi Shri Bhagavatam Ishyate Tadrasamrita Triptasya Nanyatrasya Drati Kvachit.
Srimad Bhagavatam is accepted as the essence of all Vedic literature and Vedanta philosophy. Whoever tastes the transcendental mellow of Srimad Bhagavatam is never attracted to any other literature. Only killers of the self will not hear the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Nivritta tarshair upagiyamanad bhavo dasachchotra manobhiramat ka uttama shloka gunanuvada Puman virajye tabina pashugna.
Shukadeva Goswami said to Maharaj Parikshit, glorification of Uttama Shloka, Shri Krishna, is performed in the parampara system. That is, it is conveyed from spiritual master to disciple. Such glorification is relished by those no longer interested in the false, temporary glorification of this material manifestation. Descriptions of the Lord are the right medicine for the conditioned soul undergoing repeated birth and death. Therefore, who will cease hearing such glorification of the Lord except a butcher or one who is killing his own self? The material miseries of the jivas can be directly mitigated by the linking process of bhakti, and therefore Vyasadeva compiled this Bhagavatam.
Anarato pashamang sakshat bhakti yogam adhokshaje lokasyaj janato vidvansh chakre satvata sanghitam.
The material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth. Simply by giving oral reception to the Bhagavatam, bhakti sprouts up.
Yasyang vai shruyamanayam krishne paramapuruṣe bhaktir utpadyate pungsa shokamoha bhayapaha.
Simply by giving oral reception to this Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, the feeling for loving devotional service to Lord Krishna, the Supreme Enjoyer, sprouts up at once to extinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion, and fearlessness. Narrations which describe Krishna's pastimes create a spiritual revolution.
Tadvag Vishargo Janataga Viplavo Yasmin Prati Shlokam Abhadyavatyapi Namanyanantasya Yashon Kitaniyat Shrinvanti Gayanti Grinanti Sadhava.
On the other hand, that literature which is full of descriptions of the transcendental glories of the name, fame, forms, pastimes, etc., of the unlimited Supreme Lord, is a different creation, full of transcendental words directed toward bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literatures, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. One must offer pranam to the person Bhagavat before reciting the book Bhagavat.
Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narotamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayet.
Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto Sri Narayan, unto Nara Narayan Rishis, the supermost human beings, unto Mother Sarasvati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. One must serve both the book Bhagavat and the person Bhagavat.
Nashta prayeshva badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavatyutamashloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki.
By regularly hearing the Bhagavatam and by rendering service to the pure devotees, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto Sri Krishna, who is praised with transcendental shlokas, is established as an irrevocable fact. One should not hear Bhagavatam from a non-Vaishnava.
Avaishnava mukhod girnam putam hari katamritam shravanam naiva kartavyam sarpo chishtam yatapaya.
One should not hear anything about Krishna from a non-Vaishnava. Milk touched by the lips of a serpent has poisonous effects. Similarly, talks about Krishna given by a non-Vaishnava are also poisonous. One should hear the book Bhagavata from the devotee Bhagavata.
Eka Bhagavata Bara Bhagavata Shastra Ara Bhagavata Bhakta Bhakti Rasa Patra.
One of the Bhagavatas is the great scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam. The other is the pure devotee Bhagavat, who is absorbed in Bhakti Rasa.
Dui Bhagavata Dvara Diya Bhakti Ras Tahara Hridaye Taure Preme Hoye Vas.
Through the actions of these two Bhagavats, the Lord instills the mellow of bhakti rasa into the heart of a sadhaka, and thus the Lord comes under the control of his devotee's love.
Jaha bhagavata para vaishnavedasthane ekantaya ashraya karo chaitanya charane.
You must study Srimad Bhagavatam from a self-realized Vaishnava and take exclusive shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. An alternative meaning. If you want to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, you must approach a Paramahamsa Vaishnava who is exclusively surrendered at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Chandra. The sole asset of such Vaishnavas is the import of the Bhagavatam as presented by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vyasadeva may or may not know the Bhagavatam.
Aham vedmi shuko veti vyaso veti na veti va bhaktya bhagavatam grahyam na buddhya na chatikaya.
Lord Shiva said, I know, and Shukadev knows the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam, whereas Vyasadev may or may not know it. Srimad Bhagavatam can only be known through bhakti, not by mundane intelligence or by reading many commentaries.
Jnanam paramaguhyam me yadvijnana samanvitam sarahasyam tarangam cha grihana gaditam maya.
Lord Krishna said to Brahma, please hear attentively what I shall speak to you. For transcendental knowledge about me is not only scientific, but also full of mysteries. O Brahma, the Supreme Absolute Truth is the non-dual substance. He is one without a second. Knowledge about me is non-dual and most confidential. Even though it is undivided, it has four divisions, namely Jnana, Vijnana, Rahasya, and Tadanga. The jivas cannot understand this by their own endeavors. They can only realize it by my mercy. Jnana is my form. Vijnana is my potencies. Rahasya is the jivas, or prema. And Tadanga is the material energy, pradhan or maya. These four eternal tattvas are transformations of my achintya shakti.
Aham eva sam eva gre nanyad yat sad asat param paschad aham yade tachcha yo vashishyeta so smyaham.
Before the creation of this world, only I existed, the gross and the subtle, up to the indefinable Brahman. In other words, the cause, Sat, and the effect, Asat, did not exist. Nothing other than I existed. What manifested in the form of creation is also I, and after annihilation, only I will remain.
Ritirtam yat pratiyeta na pratiyeta chatmani tadvidyat atmano mayam yatabhasho yatatama.
The Supreme Absolute Truth is the only real truth. One should understand that which is seen to be separate from this truth, or not existing within it, to be the product of the Supreme Absolute Truth's deluding potency, Maya. The following example demonstrates this. Paramatattva can be compared to the sun, which is an object consisting of light. The sun is experienced in two other forms, namely its reflection and darkness. Similarly, in regards to the Absolute Truth, reflection pertains to the living entities, Jiva Shakti, and darkness to the material world, Maya Shakti.
यता महान्ति भूतानि भूतेषु चावचेष्वनु प्रविष्टान्यप्रविष्टानि तता तेषु न तेष्वहम्.
The five great elements of material creation, earth, water, fire, air, and ether, enter into the bodies of all living entities, high and low, from the demigods to the subhuman species. But at the same time, these elements exist independently. Similarly, I have entered into all living entities as the Supersoul, but at the same time, I am situated independently in my own Svarup, and I appear to my surrendered devotees both internally and externally.
Etavad eva jigyasyam tatva jigyasunatmanah anvaya vyatirekabhyam yatsyat sarvatra sarvada.
A person inquisitive about the truth of the Self and the Supersoul, Atma Tattva, should inquire always and everywhere, through both direct and indirect means of deliberation, about that Supreme Absolute Truth.
Vedanta Sutra Aphorisms.
Atato Brahma Jigyasa.
Now that you have a human body, you should inquire into Brahman, the Supreme Absolute Truth, Shri Krishna.
Janmadyasya Yataha.
That Brahman, the Supreme Spirit, is he from whom the creation, sustenance, and destruction of the manifested universes arise.
Shastra Yonitvat.
Only he, through his direct representative, Sri Guru, can reconcile all apparent contradictions and give us the conclusive essence of Shastra.
Ananda Mayobhyasat.
By nature, the Supreme Lord is full of unlimited transcendental bliss.
Tarka Pratishthanat.
The Absolute Truth can never be established through argument. Logic is not the basis for understanding anything transcendental.
Jagat Vyapara Varjyam Prakaranad Asanihitatvat.
Shastra states that it is only Bhagavan and not any liberated jiva who can perform the activities of creation, maintenance, and annihilation. This establishes the eternal difference between the jiva and Ishwar Krishna.
Anavriti Shabdat Anavriti Shabdat.
One obtains liberation and prema through Shabda. Shabda here refers to Shabda Brahma, revealed scriptures or transcendental sound vibration in the form of Harikatha from the lips of a pure devotee or the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Paramananda Swarupa Shri Krishna's name is that very transcendental Shabda Brahma.